It is December 16th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The FT has a story that sums up the sentiments of the crypto space very well right now. The title of the story is FTX Charges Leave Industry's Image in Tatters. The accounting firm Mazars decided to pause all of its crypto-related audit work with global clients, including Binance, the FT reported. On the positive side, Hong Kong launched its first two exchange-traded funds for cryptocurrency futures, the ones traded at the CME Group, the FT reported. In the U.S., the SEC has doubled down on its decision to reject the Grayscale spot Bitcoin ETF and its position that, quote, Bitcoin futures funds are safer than proposed spot Bitcoin funds would be, the FT reported. You might have missed a piece yesterday by Robin Wigglesworth of the Financial Times titled, "We Need to Talk About the CFTC," unquote. It was buried at the bottom of the newsletter, but it's worth a read. Mr. Wigglesworth takes the CFTC to task for being crypto and FTX friendly and names names of former CFTC officials who helped make the commission the perceived preferred government agency to regulate crypto because it was easy to, quote, capture, dominate, manipulate, and keep defanged, according to Better Markets' Dennis Kelleher, who is quoted in the story. The Washington Post has a story titled, "Can Politics Kill You?" Research says the answer is increasingly yes. The premise is that certain voting patterns and political leanings of political representatives led to higher rates of COVID deaths in those areas and districts. Former President Donald Trump said he had a big announcement for Thursday, and it turned out to be a NFT money grab. As described by the once friendly Rupert Murdoch-owned New York Post, Trump is selling Donald Trump digital trading cards that depict the former president in various superhero outfits. Elon Musk has crossed the red line by banning from Twitter some journalists who covered him. Mr. Musk must have never learned the old childhood response of, "Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me." The Twitter suspensions have drawn international outrage, according to the New York Times. Count me in on that. The world's largest aquarium in Berlin burst and spilled 1,500 fish during the early hours of the morning. The freestanding cylindrical aquarium exploded and 1 million liters of salt water and 1,500 fish splashed across the hotel lobby, Bloomberg reported. The New York Post also has the story with before and after pictures. My brothers Scott and Dave both collected old beer cans as teenagers. Dave still has his collection, but his is nothing compared to that of the man featured in a story from VinePair.com, who has 87,000 cans valued at $1.6 million. The story is titled, "How a Bunch of Old Beer Cans Made a Guy in Pennsylvania a Millionaire." Longtime Trading Technologies executive Farley Owens is starting a new position as Chief Executive Officer at CoFlight. Markets Media has a daily email feature that gathers the reactions of various entities to the SEC's market structure changes, the tweets, and the actual statements. The reactions include those from IEX Group President Ronan Ryan, Memex Adrian Griffiths, the Security Traders Association, Representative Maxine Waters, and others. You can see them all with a link in today's newsletter. Here are the stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our Markets Wiki Education short of the day is Charlene Crosswell. Startups aren't just found in garages. Charlotte Crosswell, then CEO of NASDAQ OMX NLX, talks about her introduction in the financial industry and how she found herself in her current role, beginning with a temporary position at Goldman Sachs. Crosswell assisted a salesperson who needed someone who understood French. She later moved on to the London Stock Exchange and has been in the exchange world ever since. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Twitter suspends journalists who Musk says imperiled his safety. This is management as dark performance art, professor says. Billionaire Twitter owner seeks to protect personal safety. Twitter Inc. suspended the accounts of several prominent journalists covering the social network's billionaire owner Elon Musk, who alleged they were endangering his family. Late Thursday, reporters from publications including The Washington Post, The New York Times, Mashable, and CNN were listed as blocked and their tweets were no longer visible. Musk said the suspended profiles, which included sports and political commentator Keith Olbermann, were of people who had posted his real-time location, describing the information as basically assassination coordinates. My comment, can you spell paranoid? Here's a story from Fangraphs. Why are teams issuing extremely long contracts? I'm going to start today by telling you something very obvious. The new hot trend in contracts this offseason is extremely long deals. You know it, I know it, Ken Rosenthal says it, so it must be true. Living legend Jason Stark laid it out as only he can. We've seen three free agent deals of 11 or more years in the last 2 weeks, as compared to one in the entire previous history of baseball. My comment. This is a fascinating article sent to me by my son Tim that looks at the impact of interest rates and inflation on the awarding of short-term or long-term contracts to baseball players. We have seen some long-term contracts be awarded to free agents this year, and one of the factors for the length of the deals is clearly interest rates and inflation. Here's a press release from the Options Clearing Corporation. Meet our CFO, Mike Nowak. Our OCC colleagues have been great as I've transitioned into this new role. One of my main priorities when joining the company was to come in and listen to people to understand what is working well, where the focus should be, and what the opportunities are for the future. It has allowed me to learn about the organization quickly, identify key items, and understand the structure of the firm. We have a remarkable team here at OCC, and I'm excited what the future holds for all of us. My comment. Hello, Mike. I am John. Nice to meet you again. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Toss of a coin that made a one-time game developer top of the quants. Igor Tulchinsky ended up at Millennium Management and founded WorldQuant thanks to a non-data-driven approach. When Igor Tulchinsky was deciding whether to join hedge fund Millennium Management 3 decades ago, the Belarusian former game programmer eschewed the systemic, data-driven approach that is characteristic of quants like him. He simply flipped a coin. It was not so that the chance shall decide the affair while you're passively standing there moping, to quote a poem by Danish scientist Piet Hein, but the moment the penny is up in the air, you suddenly know what you're hoping. My comment. Life sometimes is just a coin flip. Here are the top 3 stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was, after Sam Bankman-Fried's arrest, the FTX show goes on from CoinDesk. Second was, we're effing robbing idiots. 8 financial influencers indicted in massive pump and dump scheme from Gizmodo. Third was our Markets Wiki page for Joe Guinan, the CEO of Advantage Futures. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from the Financial Times. ICE warns it may pull gas market from EU over Brussels price cap. Exchange operator cautions the rapid imposition of a cap would allow no time to test risk management systems. Intercontinental Exchange has warned it will pull its gas trading market out of the Netherlands if Brussels presses ahead with a plan to introduce a cap on prices. The stark threat comes as tensions among EU ministers rise following a month of divisive talks over a European Commission proposal to cap the derivatives price of gas traded in Amsterdam. Here's a story from the Los Angeles Times. How Amazon put Ukraine's government in a box and saved its economy from Russia. Since February, Amazon has been playing Santa Claus to Ukraine, delivering plane loads of goods, including blankets, hygiene kits, diapers, food, and toys for the war-torn nation and refugees in Poland and other parts of Europe. But long-term, what's more important to Ukrainians than gifts coming in is what's going out. Massive amounts of government, tax, banking, and property data vulnerable to destruction and abuse should Russian invaders get their hands on it. And then here's a story from the Financial Times. Why has big tech fallen in love with exchanges? Microsoft's deal with London Stock Exchange Group follows moves by Amazon Web Services and Google into capital markets. Big tech is cozying up to capital markets. The announcement this week of a partnership between Microsoft and the London Stock Exchange is the third such alliance to be formed in a little over a year. In November 2021, Google spent $1 billion and signed a 10-year cloud computing agreement with Chicago-based CME. Amazon Web Services and New York's NASDAQ agreed to a similar deal later that same month, and last week, NASDAQ completed moving one of its U.S. options exchanges onto AWS. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.